In our gospel today, I read the shorter version of the gospel in Mark chapter 10, verse 42 to 45. And Jesus is teaching us that service is and will be one of the core values of the gospel. That is why he said, those who wishes to be great shall be the servant of all. Those who wish to be first shall be the slave of all. But how do we serve? What is service in the church? You see, when we are grounded in our mission, we can stifle many of our ambitions. Let me explain. The context of our gospel today comes from the three passion prediction. In Mark chapter 8, verse 31, the first time he said that he will undergo his passion. And then in Mark chapter 9, verse 31, for the second time he said that he will undergo his passion. Third time is just before this gospel. Mark chapter 10, verse 33. This gospel starts at 35. For the third time, Jesus made the prediction of his coming passion. What happened? As we have seen in the past week, the disciples started to jack up their positions. Who will be great among us? If he would be taken away, who would cover for all his mission? And they started asking themselves. And today, our gospel, here comes two disciples of Jesus, James and John, brothers Zebedee's. And they went to Jesus and said, Lord, if you are in your glory, because you promised that the kingdom will come after your passion, please seat us, one at your right and one at your left. But for you, it is left and right. Okay? And Jesus told them, look, can you drink of the cup that I will drink? And they said, yes, we can. Yes, you can drink of the cup that I will drink. And you can even take the baptism that I was baptized. But to sit on my right and my left is not for me to give, but for my Father in heaven. Heaven. The apostles wanted to take a position in the group of Jesus. But they did not realize that position in the church is charism, is service. The second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, actually not second, the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 27 and 31, Paul defines service as charism. Charis. And what is charis? It's a Greek word for gift. Gift for the service of all. God has given us, those who are asked to serve, the gift to serve. Gift to serve. So don't be afraid to serve. Because whatever mission, whatever service-oriented mission that you're going to embrace, God will always give you the gift. And that's a promise. That's a promise. St. Augustine, the famous one of the fathers of the church, once said, with you, I'm a Christian, but for you, I'm a bishop. Same thing. With you, I'm a Christian and a parishioner, but for you, I'm your pastor. What does it mean? For St. Augustine, the first is grace. To be with you is a grace. It's a gift from God. I did not think that I would be here 20 years ago when I was ordained. But the second one is an office. The first is a means for salvation because it is a gift. It is a grace from God. We can always use our gifts to serve. And when every time we serve with a mission in our hearts, it becomes a means for our own salvation also, without knowing it. Without knowing it. But the other one could be a means of temptation. So be careful. Be grounded with your mission. Define your mission in life. But be grounded so that you will not be tempted with your ambitions. Because it's so easy to shift from being a mission, having a mission, to become an ambition in our life. Today is the World Day of Mission. And we remember Mark chapter 16, verse 15. After the ascension, Jesus commanded his disciples, go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news, proclaim the gospel, proclaim the living gospel by your life, by your life. Second point, last point. Mission is always to be sent. But it always starts from within. From within. Today I would like also to share with you my own stewardship. I was supposed to give this next week, but my bishop will be coming next week, so I cannot give this to you. So I asked Brian, our stewardship coordinator, to give it instead today. Last year we started our stewardship program, and we gave you, we made certain that we gave you the tools to see your own kind of stewardship also. Stewardship of giving, stewardship of forming, the stewardship of service, and the stewardship of, what's the other one, Brian? Praying. Thank you, Brian. But how do I do my stewardship? As I've told you before, since becoming a priest, I have made it as my own stewardship to give whatever 10% of my total income to the church where I'm serving. Why? Because if I would be asking you to be good stewards of our parish, then it should start from me. I should be also a good steward of what God is giving me. It starts from within. If we're going to be stewards of the diocese also, especially with the combined capital campaign coming, we have to be good stewards of our parish first. And by that, we can share. We can share. Remember what I told you last week, I think, of the first letter of Timothy, first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 18. Be good, be rich in good work, be generous, and be ready to share. Be ready to share. But since we started our stewardship program last year, we told you if you can give, if you can add 1% of what you're giving this year. So if you have not started being stewards of for the church, start with 1%. And then if you have started 1% last year, probably this year, go an extra mile, another 1%. So that I'm happy to tell you that since last year, I have gone up from 10% to 11%, my income. But good thing, because of the tax, coming tax credit, my income also increased a little bit since January. I don't know of you, but I'm comparing it more last year. This year, oh, I'm receiving more. Still, it's a gift. You know, it's a gift from God. But that's how I share, and I also want to become a good steward of this community. And I give it to God and allow God to be the steward of what he has given also to me. There was a guy who said that he set out to change the world. But then he realized that the world was so big for him alone. So he said, I'm going to change my country. But then politics and special interest group started thwart his efforts. And he said, I cannot change this country. I'm going to change my neighborhood. When he started doing that, his neighbors started to close their doors and shut down their windows. So he said, I'm going to change my family. When he started trying to change his family, his children started to rebel. And his wife threatened him of divorce. So finally he said, I'm going to change myself. And he changed the whole world. And he changed the whole world. Brothers and sisters, mission, service, change that we want starts within. Starts within. I always tell, and you have heard me say this many times, who we are is what we bring and what we will find many times. If we're a generous person, we will find in the community people who are generous. And you will also see how generosity will start to happen in that community. But if you're always negative, you're always complaining, when you come to a community, you will always see that that community is complaining always. Everyone in the community is complaining. Until without knowing it, the community becomes a complaining community. Brothers and sisters, God has given us so much. We have gifts. Many of us don't even know our gifts, don't even know our charisms. You don't need to be intelligent. You don't need to be super spiritual. You only need to listen. Because God is also in our hearts. God is also in our soul. And He will help us discover the many gifts that we have. And I can tell you this, the more we acknowledge our gifts, the more we recognize our gifts, the more gifts we will have. And the more that gift will change us to become a better person. But it all starts from within. I would like to end by saying this short prayer. Lord, we are all pilgrims in service. But in service, we know that it is also a mission. Help us to discover our gifts and use it for our mission. Please all stand.